Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below. Or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with 5 specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.
Hi, and
Welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a new guest, Dr. Joseph Latipo. Dr. Latipo earned an MD and a PhD in health policy from Harvard University. He has served as a professor of medicine at New York University and the University of California, Los Angeles. Dr. Joseph Latipo is the Surgeon General of Florida. Dr. Latipo has a new book out called Transcend Fear, A Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health. I'll be putting all the links at the bottom of the video. And I am very happy and honored to have Dr. Latipo on the X22 Report Spotlight. Dr. Latipo, welcome to the spotlight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me on.
Hey, thanks for being here. And I just want to start off with the first question here. I just want to go back a little bit in time here, because during the COVID-19 pandemic, the CDC, FDA, Fauci, they all told us, you know, to wear masks, that, you know, stay 6 feet apart. And when Governor DeSantis brought you in as the new Florida Surgeon General, I'm very happy that he actually brought you in. I'm in Florida, so I'm very happy about that. And you saw these policies, you saw everything that they were telling us to do. And when I listened to you, when you started to talk about it, you were on the other side a lot of these policies. So what was your observation when you were brought on? Maybe you were thinking about this before he even brought you on. What did you think of all these policies? And why did you decide, you know, what you did in Florida? Because it was completely opposite of almost every other state.
Yeah, I'm definitely grateful for Governor DeSantis for bringing me on. And I mean, the policies have just been abysmal. You kind of get the sense that if none of the policies had ever been implemented, we would be no worse off and we would actually be better off, because some of them were just so harmful that they will continue to reverberate for decades, even for generations, specifically what happened with schools.
Right.
You know, with schools, that's going to, unfortunately, not only does that affect the children that were the victims of these school closure fanaticism, of which now Dr. Fauci is denying being part of. I mean,
it's crazy.
It hurts to hear him say that. Oh, I don't even know what to do with myself when I hear him say that. But unfortunately, I mean, of all the policies that were implemented, that was the most harmful. It affects the children. Research shows that it's going to affect their children. Mm. And, you know, chances are it would probably affect their children's children. And we are almost certainly worse off with those terrible policies. I mean, they're really heartbreaking. Actually, I'm almost getting a little emotional thinking about it. Chances are we're worse off with them than we would have been if they had just kept their mouths shut.
In regards to the masks, it seemed that Florida decided we don't need to wear masks. I think there was a Florida judge that said, you know, the masks on planes are completely unconstitutional. And then we had CDC, the Biden administration, they were going to appeal it, but never, you know, nothing ever happened. Why do you think they never went after the mask? Why didn't they appeal it? If they have all this evidence and all the science behind them, wouldn't you think they would show that, hey, masks work and we need to wear them, and they would win the case? And why didn't they even go after that?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. There's never been a randomized clinical trial of mask wearing, which in planes, which you could do, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's not infeasible to do. We've done all sorts of randomized clinical trials in scientific fields. There have been randomized clinical trials of all sorts of things, educational programs, obviously medications, behavioral interventions. You could have done it. It could have been done. But there's no randomized clinical trial. There's no good evidence at all. There's no convincing, conclusive evidence at all that it made any difference whatsoever. And from what I hear from engineers, the air filtration in airplanes actually exceeds that of regular buildings. So apparently there's more air exchange in airplanes than there are in other facilities. So it was a manipulative, destructive, divisive policy that was implemented for the purpose of control and maintaining control and showing people who's boss and making people bow down to this COVID-19 mindset hegemony. And you know, I'm glad it's gone, but the injury is still there.
You know, during this entire time, they were pushing the vaccines. Now, a lot of people were hesitant. They didn't want to take it. People didn't really know much about it. There's a lot of people that did take it. I don't understand that train of thought, because when a drug first comes out, you don't know anything about it. You don't know the long-term effects. You don't know anything. And you decided to study it, and you started to look at the mRNA vaccines, and you came up with results. Now, why did you decide to look at it, and what were your findings?
Yeah, so we did look at it at the Florida Department of Health, and it's even weird that we had to look at it.
Yeah.
These questions, the number of studies, there have been many, many, many studies done related to these COVID-19 vaccines. Most of them have been related to efficacy. Some of them have been related to safety. And the pattern with the safety studies is that they're either, if the findings aren't favorable, they're either spun. So that, for example, the studies that showed changes in menstrual cycles with the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, or that changes in sperm count and sperm mobility. I mean, that's weird, guys.
Yeah, that is weird.
With these COVID-19 vaccines, they sprint to the conclusion of everything's temporary and therefore it's not important. And actually, we don't know if it's not important or not, because we have to study that to learn that, to understand it. And we don't understand it. We don't know why those things are happening. So basic questions about safety have either been spun or ignored or suppressed.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, one of the issues with myocarditis, and people assume that our finding is in the study that we did, we found that specifically in young men, there was an 84% increase in cardiac deaths in the 28 days after COVID-19, the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, just those, not the non-mRNA. And we already know in the scientific community that these vaccines have cardiotoxic effects, specifically heightened in young men. So why someone before us wouldn't have looked at, why the CDC wouldn't have looked more robustly at cardiac effects, other potential cardiac effects, is just a dereliction of duty. You have to do these things. It's really sad that we had to do it. So I directed my team to examine issues related to overall mortality after these COVID-19 vaccines. And they found this signal in young men. And by the way, just to add to, I just want to share with your audience, one of the reasons I'm comfortable doing this sort of thing is that I do have a PhD in research science and research methodology. And I am a professor at a university, and I previously worked at UCLA, and now I work at University of Florida. I have many scientific publications in very high quality journals. So I've done a lot of work in research. I'm very comfortable with research. And I was comfortable reviewing the methods that our team used and making an assessment of those methods. And those methods are good. Are they perfect? No. Is the study perfect? No. The study has limitations. But in the context of what we already know about the orders of magnitude increase in the risk of myocarditis with these vaccines, these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, and then other studies, now a study out of Israel showing a relationship between these COVID-19 vaccines and acute heart issues in young people. And there's even an FDA study that's gotten no attention yet, but it shows something like a 15% increase in the risk of Medicare enrollees having a heart attack after the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. So with in the context of what was already known about cardiac risks, it was the correct call to say, back up, let's wait. This is not looking like a good idea, particularly at this point in the pandemic with Omicron and widespread immunity.
Were you worried that since this came up, that there might be other problems that we don't know of? Because, I mean, they created the vaccine, it was rolled out. I mean, nobody has ever taken it before. And, with many drugs, over a long term, all of a sudden, things start to show up.
Four times.
And
You're absolutely right.
yeah,
That's the rule, not the exception. That's the rule.
so at this point, knowing what you know with your study, are you a little nervous now that there might be other problems? Because there are other peer-reviewed documents that show that there are other illnesses, just like you said, sperm count and things like that. So, with all of this, I think people are getting worried now that, wait a minute, I took the vaccine and now we're starting to see problems, especially, in the males, with a certain age bracket.
Nervous? Not at all. I'm not
Okay.
nervous about it at all. I am confident that we will learn more about health issues, problems with these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. And the big thing that many people were deprived of and but are entitled to as a God-given right is informed consent. Right. It is absolutely every individual's right to know as much as there is to know about any product that they are provided with or given. And that's a huge issue that people were either forced, coerced, or even just recommended to take these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines when the extent of ignorance around their safety was abjectly misrepresented. And that's wrong. It's something that I hope never in our history happens again. And that it happened already is something that needs to be fully prosecuted, not in the legal sense, but in terms of taking it step by step to every logical conclusion, every important research question, fully interrogated and fully investigated.
So I want to add on top of this is that the EU, they were questioning the Pfizer rep. I don't know if you saw this. And the Pfizer rep admitted that they never studied to see if the vaccine stopped transmission. Actually, they admitted that it doesn't stop transmission. So let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with five specific types of premium collagen and turmeric. Your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with Liquid Gold. Try this amazing Liquid Gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. I mean, and then we have all the tweets from Biden and the rest, and they're all saying that, thank God I took the vaccine. I still got COVID, but it's mild. And so now if we start to put all this together, we have, the vaccine's doing harm. The Pfizer rep says it doesn't stop transmission, and then people are still getting COVID. So let me ask you this. Just what's the point of this vaccine then?
Well, I can talk about the vaccine. It is the case. I think it's fairly uncontroversial, not for everyone, but that they do decrease the risk of a cardiac, pardon me, not a cardiac, but a COVID death and a COVID hospitalization. So that's been shown in many trials, and that's not a small thing for some people, specifically for older people, and especially for older people with comorbidities and heart disease, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. Those are populations that for which that they would be most likely to experience that specific benefit. But the other piece of that is that, well, where are we now? So we are at a point now where Omicron, it's just the incidence of people becoming severely ill has fallen dramatically. Among young people, it's near the floor. There's just very, 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 very little severe illness among young people. So the question is, well, at this point in time, does it make sense to still be pushing these vaccines on everyone? And some countries have already answered that question. So, for example, Denmark at this point is not recommending the vaccine for anyone under 50. And what this means, and I don't think people consciously realize this, but what this means is that they have reached a determination that the benefits do not or are unlikely to outweigh the risks in that population. And that's a huge statement. Yeah. So if they've made that recommendation, and here our, you know, this joke story at the CDC leadership and, you know, Dr. Fauci are pushing this vaccine in the same population. Well, not both of them can't be right. So either the benefits outweigh the risks on a population level, or they don't. And Denmark has decided that implicitly they've decided that, and they try to spin, you know, you look at their language and they still try and pump up the vaccines, these COVID-19 vaccines, but ultimately that's the recommendation. And so you have to conclude that they believe that the risks outweigh the benefits.
So what about children? I guess there's a lot of studies out there showing that there's no reason for them to take the vaccine, but the CDC now is meeting to add COVID shots to childhood vaccination lists. So this is very concerning to a lot of people, because we've been hearing that children shouldn't be taking the vaccine. They don't really need it. Their body just recovers. So what's your take on that? Why would the CDC now move to put it on the list if now countries are saying you shouldn't be giving this to people under 50?
I just don't know where the corruption ends, how deep the corruption and the rot goes. It's even worse than that. So at least one study, good study, I think it was a Canadian study, but more than one has looked at this in different age groups. These studies have shown that not only is there no clear evidence that for healthy children there's any benefit whatsoever, but in fact, after 3 or 6 months or so, the vaccine is actually, the COVID-19, these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are actually associated with negative efficacy. So in other words, instead of reducing the likelihood of COVID-19 illness, they actually are associated with an increase when compared to children who are not vaccinated. And that's a finding that's also been shown in adults, that people go into a negative, at this point in the pandemic, people are going to a negative efficacy field. And it's perverse. And I'm happy to, if your team has any questions, I'm happy to send references of scientific papers that show this. But it's just so perverse. It just baffles my mind that as low risk as children are, and as uncertain as we are of the safety profile and the overall comparison of natural infection versus vaccine-mediated immunity in young people for in terms of lifetime effects, because the initial encounter can affect future immune responses at an immunologic level. It's perverse. It's disgusting that people are trying to advance these vaccines in children.
Yeah. So with everything that you found and through your research, did the CDC or the FDA, did they contact you saying, oh, thank God you found all this great information, we're going to use it? And did they contact you to take this information to compare it to what they have?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice yeah. if they said, why don't we use the data we have to evaluate the same question? I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they are looking at the question quietly. Mm. But, you know, they mostly have. It's interesting, actually, because some of them at the CDC level, they haven't criticized the study. Hmm. I know in Twitter, a lot of people don't even understand the research method or out, you know, yelling all sorts of things. It's kind of remarkable. An example I use, and I don't mean anything personally about against this gentleman at all, but he just happens to provide a good example. The chair of medicine at mm-hmm. UCSF, University of California, San Francisco, one of the greatest departments of medicine, greatest medical schools in the country, in the world. He tweeted about the study using language that indicated that he had no idea what the study actually did. Hmm. So there's no idea. The research method, like no idea. So Twitter's been just full of people who don't understand the research method. But the CDC and FDA, the comments I read from them, their statement, none of them, they did not attack the research methodology. What they attacked was the recommendation. Mm. And that tells you something. And maybe just to spell it out.
Go ahead.
And this is speculative, but first of all, the research methodology is standard. It's something that has been used for vaccine safety in hundreds of studies. So there's nothing unique about that. And so what it tells you, in contrast to all the people on Twitter who don't even understand the research methodology, what it tells you is that they do understand the research methodology. They see that it was implemented in the normal way, in the usual way it's implemented. And they don't really have anything to say against it. So they attack the recommendation, which is fine. You can disagree with the recommendation. Maybe you think the benefits outweigh the risks, but it tells you that they may be conceding to that finding. And they may have even found it themselves.
Since we're talking about Twitter, as soon as you came out with the information and you tweeted, Twitter decided to censor you. Now, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, what's interesting about all of this is going back in time, you know, when people would say, oh, you know, Twitter censors, YouTube censors, a lot of people didn't believe that. But now we have lawyers, we have doctors, we have people that are doing research. And it's very interesting that Twitter is censoring what you're saying and you did the research. I know they brought your tweet back online, but what was their reasoning for censoring you? Because you're the one who did the research. They didn't do the research. What were they comparing it to?
Right. Yeah, they put it back. Yeah. So our statement, the statement I released, which basically I try, as a scientist, I try and be very mm-hmm. fact-based. It was factually infallible. It just said that we did a study and this is what we found. Like that's what the tweet said. That those are facts, you know. So they ended up from what I've read, they ended up saying that they thought they said that it violated their terms of agreement or their rules about misinformation. But I also read that they said that was applied incorrectly, and that's why they reinstated the tweet. But people really ought to be, you really got to take this in, just as you're doing. They are censoring information that they don't like. And that's profound, right? They're censoring factual
Yes.
information that they and other people don't like. And we should not accept that. Like that's really sad and heartbreaking, considering how many people in the history of civilization have fought with and sacrificed their lives to allow other people to say whatever it is they want to say.
I agree. I mean, when this happened to you, when they censored you, were you surprised?
I was shocked.
You were
I was
shocked.
actually shocked. I was shocked. No, totally. I was shocked because I've even from the beginning of the pandemic, I've written a lot. I wrote, I think, about a dozen articles in the Wall Street Journal. I wrote an article in USA Today. I've done other writing. And because of how political things are, I've been very careful to apply my to use my talents, which is research expertise and understanding, in a way to make it such that whatever I wrote was factually correct. You might not agree with the conclusions that I draw from what I write or when I talk about data and studies, but I've really been try to be very disciplined about that, probably because it's good science in terms of science communication, communicating people with people, but also partly because it's been a minefield with these issues because they're so political. And so I was shocked because literally what I wrote was factually incontrovertible.
With the vaccines the way they stand today and the research that's going on, what is your recommendation now for men eight, what is that, I think it's 18 to 30 something, and children? Are you still standing by that people should not take the vaccine right now?
Oh gosh, that's such an easy one. I think that the notion that at this point in the pandemic, for the average 18 to 39-year-old to think that they can't do better than a vaccine that may be increasing their risk of having a cardiac death, however rare that is, that's really bad. That's not something good. That's a terrible outcome. So at this point in the pandemic, given the degree of immunity that's out there, people should demand safer products than that. So that's an easy one. And I stand by it. It's so easy to reach that conclusion. And then with kids, not only do I continue to stand by that recommendation that we made months ago, but parents apparently stand by it too. I mean, there's just the uptake of these COVID-19 vaccines in a post-mandate period among children has been just abysmal, which is good because I do think that's the correct decision.
Dr. Latipo, thank you very much. Oh,
Before we end,
okay.
would you, I just, before we end, I just want to, I want to mention the book that I wrote,
Oh, okay.
Transcend Fear.
Yes.
And by the way, I don't receive any royalties or anything from it. It all goes to charity. But the reason I want to mention the book is that one of the things that has been a huge problem during this pandemic is people not being able to claim their sovereignty for different reasons and not feeling like they can, it's okay for, or it's acceptable somehow for other people to push them around, whether with all the mandates that we faced. And one of the things that I talk about in my book is how a path, it doesn't give the answers, but a path that people who are interested in it can take to be able to never repeat those mistakes again, to never allow their sovereignty to be hijacked by individuals and parties who don't have their interests in mind at all. In fact, or have terrible interests in mind. So I want to share that with you because that's something I want to share with people.
So, for those people that are interested, what was the title of the book again?
It's called Transcend Fear.
Okay, and how can people get the book?
It's on Amazon, depressing Amazon. It's on Amazon and it's available through all the major book retailers. And yeah, it's available through all of those.
Okay, I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. This way they just have to click on it to get your book. Dr. Latipov,
Cool.
thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with 2 key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below. Or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it will be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together 2 of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with 5 specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.